Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm your co-host, Angela. Thank you for joining Conversations with AA. Today is April 2nd, 2023. This evening, we will be discussing how to find your life purpose, part two. We have a special guest that was here with us last 2 weeks. His name is Brother Anthony. And once again, I'm your co-host, Angela. Please follow us on IG and Twitter at Conversation with AA. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or have any topics or videos you want us to discuss, you can contact Avon at 347-460-2813 or email your request to conversationwithaa@gmail.com. We are live every other Sunday, and you can call in live to speak to us or ask questions or engage in our conversations at 515-605-9322. Okay, guys. Our special guest, once again, is the Prophet Anthony, who is the founder of the Spiritual Mystic Order organization, is dedicated to helping individuals find their spiritual path and inner peace. He is a spiritual teacher who has been on a spiritual journey for over 20 years and has helped many people reach their highest potential. He believes in the power of meditation, visualization, and positive thinking to bring about transformation and healing. So once again, I am your co-host, Angela, and I have your wonderful, beautiful, magnificent host, Avon. Hello, Avon.
Hello, Angela. How are you? It's great to hear your voice and to be here again with you. What's going on?
Nothing much. This weekend, I had my little cousins over, and they tore up my house, but I love them. I love them. So, yeah, other than that, it's good. I'm feeling great. I'm excited about the show tonight, excited about what the Prophet Anthony, Brother Anthony, is going to speak about. So, yeah.
Yeah, we had a very good part one, and it was very interesting, and the Prophet had, you know, shared with us and given us a little bit of his background and, you know, gave us some good insights there. So from that point, see, we want our audience to see what we're having is we're having different guests come through, and then they're sharing their experiences, their life purpose. So it's not just one way to get at it. So we want people to hear different voices so they may recognize their calling or pick up similarities, and then that helps them to get on track. So that's what we're doing here. So Anthony is here to share with us this evening. So I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation. Yes, this part two of How to Find Your Life Purpose, part two. And again, just to remind our listening audience, if you want to call in to speak with the Prophet directly or one of us, Angela or myself, you can use the guest calling number 515-605-9322. And with that, Angela, you want to take it away?
Yes, I just want to just say to our listening audience that the mission of our show, our mission is to, we're on a journey of engaging humanity through these conversations, okay, of various topics to spark and inspire self-awareness and self-mastery. And we do this by bringing people on and they're talking about family, spirituality, health and wellness, career, and, you know, finances. So we are trying to build people's self-awareness, people's self-love, and all these great things to help people become the greater version of themselves. So that's our mission here as healers, as people who believe in the metaphysics of healing and the spiritual blessings of healing. So that's our purpose for engaging in these conversations. Avon, do you want to add on to that or did I miss something?
No, you finished that up very well. So yes, that is our purpose and our mission here Like we say, that's it's a journey. And we're on a journey, so we're not finished yet. We're not at the end. So we're going to be discovering things ourselves, just as you are. So we're on this journey together. We don't claim to be no better or higher. Nope, not at all. We're in here to help each other and to discover what's going on, our connections to ourselves and to the world at large. So we're good. We're good.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So I'm going to bring on our the brother, Anthony, and we are grateful to have him tonight. And once again, if you those who are live, they can eventually we can you can have your questions written down already or your comments, so we can eventually move on to other callers. So yes, hello, Prophet Anthony, brother Anthony, right?
Hello, hello, greetings, shalom, Hotep, assalamu alaikum, all the greetings that us in the spiritual melanated conscious community, worldwide community, greet each other. Yeah, so peace, blessings, greetings, hello. Even though I don't like that word, hello, because hell, you got the word Hades in there. the English language is so encoded with metaphors. But yes, peace and blessings. And greetings.
Yes.
Peace and blessings and greetings.
Indeed.
Avon, do you have like the outline of what we spoke last week so we can get our audience up to date on what's going on this week for part two? So they could just get an idea of what we spoke about last week.
Well, we spoke about a few things. Like we did, we got to ask Brother Anthony about his childhood and how he started off, you know, what was his family dynamics and the breakdown of how many siblings and where he fell into line there. We asked basically how did he become interested in a religion. How did that come about? And he had shared that with us. And from there, we asked if that was, how did he know what his life purpose was and if religion was, or let's put it this way, spirituality, if that was his purpose in life. And then he went on to explain that to us more so. And then he started to tell us about the different archetypes. And, you know, and how we could figure out where we fall in. So that's pretty much where we had left off. And if I left anything out, Brother Anthony, you can fill us in, you know, remind us, and then we can go forth from there.
Yeah. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can tell people what we're going to go over. excuse me. This topic, life purpose, or how to find your life purpose, or your sacred contract. You know, they call it a career, but it's a career, and that's what you know. Because school, the public school and colleges don't deal with spirituality. They deal with atheism, basically. They're supposed to be non-religious, supposedly, but they're really not, because there's over 15 definitions to the word religion. And the government is a religion, technically speaking, because if you look in a dictionary, you can look in any Merriam-Webster dictionary, and one of the definitions of religion, among many, is devotion to an idea, person, or thing. We're a group of – so America is devoted to what? Making money and killing people for money. I just get to the bottom line. So that's the religion. People who are into money – I'm glad Brother Polite mentioned that. He said he admitted that's a religion. the people who's all about making money and accumulating stuff, like Carolyn Miss said, a bunch of goods and saying they're better than other people, which almost everybody do, because I have a mansion, so I'm better than you. It sounds almost illiterate, like you're retarded almost. I'm better than you because I have a mansion. So their value is based on the stuff they was able to accumulate, whether it's a piece of paper, because money, is, technically speaking, is nothing but a piece of paper. Money is not power at all. So for the, anybody bragging any about anything to do with money, it's a piece of paper. For its power, you know, for the men with the alpha male stuff, the male stuff, I am power. Without no money, broken, or I am power. I am everything on the planet, in the universe. I'm one with everything. So I am that. I am power. And my power is not based on clothes, muscles, size of anatomy, or how much money I got in my bank account. That has nothing to do with power. I am power. Because I am not the physical. I'm beyond the physical realm. Anything you can see or hear. How about that? Power is beyond the five senses. Jesus Christ is a perfect example of that. That's why they want to try to even get rid of him. That's power. That's power at the highest level. But the power Jesus has is greater than missiles and all the money on the planet, all the men put together at the same time. That's power. Power over life and death without no gun or no missiles, no bombs, nothing. That's coming up with, that's real power. So power of the spirit, the soul, is the ultimate power in the universe. You know, let alone the whole planet. Spiritual power transcends the universe. And spiritual powers can be used for good or evil, by the way. Because you have, I'm not impressed with powers because you have people who use their powers for evil. So there's two sides you can go with power. You can use it for selfish gain, and then that's not really, because there's different forms of magic. That's why they have white magic and black magic, or low magic. Low magic is when you use rituals to get hit the lotto to make money. That's not high magic. That's low magic. That's peasant magic. That's why hoodoo in the South is called peasant magic. Anybody who's doing just rituals to get a girl or keep somebody, that's low magic. Okay, real true magic, just to say it real quick, deals with high magic. That's why you have to read and study. That's how you know these people are not part of the mystery school. And I'm talking about from thousands of years ago. Jesus was part of the mystery school, the ancient Egyptian mystery school, because that's where all this stuff comes from. That's the highest level. So you was not part of that school, the fact that you even use it for that. Because one of the main things they teach you is discipline. That's power, self-control. If you can't control your emotions yourself, you are you show you're insecure and that you're weak. And the more you show your insecurities, the more you leak energy and power from your soul. Because everything is about power, but not what people think. Your ego is not power. Me, myself, and I, me, and me trying to control somebody else. People having control issues. The first person you need to control is yourself. And if you did that, you would become God on earth. Jesus controlled us. I have to use the highest people. Buddha, that's self-control. So if you can't control, that, when I say control, I'm not talking about like this. I'm talking about every level, addictions and all that stuff. That's coming up with power, overcoming addictions and weaknesses and flaws in your character. That's real power. So it's not just cliche when the Quran in the Bible, which has 4 billion followers, so I think they all would agree with me on that. Every single, there's 2 billion Christians and they all got my back if they really believe in Jesus. There's 2 billion Muslims, so you'll be outnumbered. So I think they all would agree with the message the Prophet Muhammad brought and Jesus brought, two of the most powerful men on the planet and the two of the most famous. So that's power, not money. And their message will go on in this life and in the afterlife. But so anyway, we're going to go. I just wanted to say, and the reason why, one more little thing, and then I'm going to just break down a few things, compartmentalize what I'm going to talk about. Go, just give you a brief outline, an overview, and then we can go right into it. The reason why I didn't mind doing an interview talking about, and I'm going to give an ashe to Tupac. Tupac Shakur said this before he died, when he talked about his mother being on crack, and everybody in the whole world knows Afeni Shakur, member of the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense. I'm saying it like that for a reason. One black woman who did a lot for the whole entire black race, but didn't get a lot of credit, you know, until later on. I think she got an award from the NAACP, which she deserved. But the point being, you know, he talked about in the interview, they interviewed Tupac. And Tupac said, that's why I put out there as a rapper and even as a battle rapper, that's how I interpreted what he was saying. I didn't mind talking about my mother being on crack, me being homeless. And Tupac is one of the most famous persons that ever lived. So he came up with Pac, even though he got killed, because sometimes that's part of your contract. Jesus got killed. So some men live to see 70. They don't do nothing. You still ain't even Tupac level, let alone Jesus. So you can live a long time and do a lot of nothing, and nobody going to remember you. And you can live a short time and live Tupac influence like over a billion people. So anyway, so that's power. So and then we still talking about him. He been dead. That's power. See, when you become a great person, a good person, and you inspire people, that's what makes a man great. That's why we still talk about Tupac. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so like I was saying, he talked about his mother being on crack, and him and his mother and his sister, Setua being homeless, sleeping in people's house, seeing his mother beg for money, and Tupac was an alpha male, one of the strongest men I ever seen. He was willing to die for what he believed in. So a lot of these men talk mess. They're not willing to die for nothing. They'll tell you, I ain't dying for nobody. I don't care about nobody else but me and my kids. No, I don't care about no other black man. They tell you that in a minute. You stupid for talking about this stuff. So anyway, but he said he put it out there because he wanted to get it out there and get it out the way. So that way you can't come and diss me. I put out there. And that's what, that gave Tupac more credibility in the hood, that his mother was on crack, to the point where Biggie had to even say, not getting into the Tupac-Biggie battle, oh, yeah, I used to eat sardines for dinner. And Biggie's mother said, we never ate sardines for dinner. We did have food. So, you know, so people want the rags-to-riches story. In the hood, 50 Cent getting shot 9 times. I rest my case. All right? And his father potentially being Fat Cat and all that and all the kind. That's what made his record sell. That's why people in the hood like 50 Cent to this very day. Because of all the stuff, his mother getting murdered and stuff, all this stuff that happened and him going to jail and him getting set up, the whole nine yards, the whole archetype of his life. All right? So the underdog, the hustler trying to make it, make something out of his life. We root for people like that, like Tupac said. There's a group of millions of people who root for people like that. That's why Tupac said, when I got out of jail, all my followers was looking for me. After I got shot 5 times, 5 shots couldn't stop me. I took it and smiled. Same thing. I look at it, a whole same concept. He said, that's why everybody rushed the polls and voted for me. And All Eyes on Me sold over 10 million, with quadruple platinum. But after he got out of jail and got shot 5 times and went to jail for a couple of years. So that's the point. Tragedy, that's what people want. It's a shame that Tupac said, I never had a record until I sold a record, and it rhymes. The black people have to rhyme. You know, my name is Ed. If you mess with me, you'd be dead. So we like stuff that rhymes because we're people of poetry and rhythm, like the Lord Rhythm in the Kabbalion. And that rhymes, too. So we are people of
okay,
rhythm.
Okay, Anthony, can I ask you, I'm going to have to just, I want to just interject right now, just so we can, you know, keep the audience engaged and help them maybe come up with answers, questions that they might have. So you mentioned a couple of things, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to reiterate some of the stuff that you said. Before we go on, you can give us a list of these life purpose issues. So once again, everyone, tonight's show is How to Find Your Life Purpose, Part 2, with a special guest, Brother Anthony. For those of you who would like to call in live, you can call in at 515-605-9336. 2-2. We look forward to you calling in. I won't be doing the chat tonight, so please call in with your questions directly. All right. So, Brother Anthony, you mentioned, because a lot of times when we talk about life purpose, right, doing something, it always has to be big. So some people, they get depressed because they feel that they have to, you know, their life purpose has to be big, or, you know, if you're not this big type of, you know, if you're not doing it big, you know, don't do it at all. You know, it's a saying, you know, go hard or go home, right? So right. I would think that it's relative, right? Like, I'm going to give you an example. Being great is relative, right? Like,
yes.
Malcolm X's mother. And your purpose is relative, too. Like, okay, Malcolm X's mother. I don't remember his mother's name, right, or his father's name. But I do remember Malcolm X, right?
Right.
But did she not do her purpose? You understand? Like, she produced Malcolm X. So, suppose this, some people, because some people ask me before the show, like, what about if your life purpose may could be a janitor or something? Do that make you irrelevant?
No, actually using Malcolm X's mother.
Can I finish?
Okay, no, okay, yeah.
Martin Luther King mother, even your mother, right?
Right.
So, or anyone of us, right, to have even a mother or a father, right? We might not be Michael Jordan, right? I don't remember his mother's name, but you remember Michael Jordan. So my question to you, and to also help the audience have some clarity and understand how life purpose is working, one of the things about life purpose is relative, is that, is these people important too? Did they, you know, would you say that they reached did they live their purpose?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying in the opt-in. That I did say. I was very clear and articulate with that. I said that this topic is a big topic. Life purpose, to me, for my opinion, and it's really not an opinion, it's a fact, but that's what people call it, is actually end-all, be-all. That's the reason why you're here for this cycle of your body, because I believe in reincarnation. I believe everybody that's on this phone listening been here before. I know that for a fact. Just like the law of gravity. Reincarnation is a spiritual fact. Everybody on this planet been here before. Unless you're a new soul, and who knows, God may make some new souls down here too. Because who knows if God don't make new spirits. But most people is recycled souls. So with that being said, this is a very big topic, and everybody has a life purpose. And everybody's life purpose is significant. Everybody's life is big, because big is relative to the function that it gives. A janitor is a big contract, because, you know, we take everything literal, and Jesus and the prophets use humble jobs, actually. Peter was a fisherman. That's not considered an admirable job, is it? That's not considered an influential job, a fisherman, right? Can't say that ain't true. Peter was a fisherman. Anybody know that? We're just using Peter. So Jesus chose people with humble jobs on purpose. Now, some of them had some of them had worldly jobs, like Luke. Luke was a physician. My mistake. Luke was actually a doctor, like a doctor for real. Matthew, my mistake. Matthew was a tax collector. That's considered accounting,
Matthew,
whatever. Right? And what would a tax collector be in modern times, Angela? You was in the business world.
Like,
what would that
IRS,
be considered today?
Like the IRS.
Yeah, that's considered
a notable
job. Like, he was actually a real tax collector for the Roman Empire. So we're talking about a real tax collector for real. So that's like working for the IRS. So he had like a worldly job. So some of his disciples did have worldly jobs. Like Luke was a doctor. He was a real doctor for real. So but I think Luke was a poor disciple, not Jesus, but if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, Mark. So a lot of them, though, half of them probably more than likely had, a lot of them were fishermen. So that's a humble job. So they say Jesus was a carpenter. I've never read that in the scriptures nowhere. But to me, that's a metaphor for him being a master builder, a master teacher, like a mason. That's a metaphor, obviously. People in the Masonic, because the masonry comes from Egypt. from Kemet. Okay, so that when I say the mystery system, I mean Masons, which is an Egyptian word, Ma, mother, or Mayat, or son, which is the son is Heru. Okay, and for, you know, the Kemetic people, Jesus Christ is Heru, but no one understands that Jesus is Osar, literally, but they don't understand archetypes. I don't have time to go into all these deep stuff. They don't even understand that they wouldn't have a problem with Jesus at all. That's why we have to go to this layers to the knowledge. That's how you know a lot of black people don't understand symbology. Symbology is actually higher than literal stuff. That's why angels, when they come to you, to God's and they speak to you mostly symbolically. Sometimes they tell you stuff literal. Oh, this person going to die in 30 days and stuff. So, or 2 years, or this is going to happen. Sometimes, but a lot of time, most of your dreams is symbolic. It's archetypical. You dream in archetypes. Dreams be real deep. Dreams is more deeper than waking stuff, all the stuff in college put together. But that's a whole nother story. So, so with that being said, I use that as an example. That's why I said it's not really enough time to go, because this stuff is not superficial stuff. This is deep, comprehensive, dictionary-type stuff. This is really encyclopedia stuff.
Okay,
so,
but
the point is to get it brief, to try to put it, because I'm trying to put somebody's life-size purpose inside of a two-hour conversation, which is impossible.
And I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to help you with that. Let's go now. You mentioned that this might not be deep to you, what you're saying, but you got to remember, people are creating. You into metaphysics, and I love metaphysics because it deals with mind, it deals with matter, it deals with beyond our physical. So I love metaphysics, right? And a lot of people, we haven't been taught that. We have been taught to go outside of ourselves to look for everything. Right. Like and we experience different we have different experiences based on what family we was brought up and you know, what family, what region we lived in. And also, like you said, the reincarnation experience. Right. So we're here on different purposes. Everybody had their different purposes. Now, you mentioned something. You mentioned Tupac and Biggie and how being in the hood, you know, it's like a story, you know, it's like a battle of who got shot the most, a battle of who had the most pain, right, and who could come up with power, right? So that might be one mission, because that's where you was born at, right? That might be your mission. That might be your purpose, to deal with your pain. So, you know, you came, that's your purpose. But then there's others in another region, somewhere around the world, who was already born in an environment to believe that they could create their own reality, that their mind is on a metaphysical level, naturally. That was their life purpose, to have that passion, to have that meaning and direction in their life. So they're coming from it from a different perspective. You know, I have met so many different people, and then you might have people who they feel like, you know what, they can create their reality, and they manifest, they believe in manifestation, and they live this, you can see it in their life. Then you have others who don't know how to use that pain, that hurt, to fulfill their life purpose, because we are here on these different journeys. And some of us, we have to go through that because we needed to fulfill some type of karma in our past life. Like you were saying, we may have to fulfill that. So that's why we're going through this now. And then others may, you know, get it more easy because they was at a certain energy and vibration in their past life. What would you say about that?
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. But let me say this, though, on the simple things for everyday life. Today I'm going to discuss, just give people a brief, I'm going to give a brief synopsis. I'm going to summarize it. I was just saying that it could be challenging to do that, because people will think that it's that simple when I'm saying. The reason why I take my time, I'm very careful about what I say. People listen, and they listen to the surface stuff, and this stuff is deeper. Okay, words behind the words. That's what life is all about. Even when somebody says something literal, people might be saying something out of fear. Okay, because they have self-esteem issues. So even though they're saying it, you hear the fear in their voice. You hear the insecurity in their voice. So you could say something straight up.
Give me an example.
But you're really telling me that because
you
feel like you feel disempowered. Everything in this world
like,
is about spiritual power. Everything is about power. Just like when people, they want to walk on a red carpet because they want to be the first to be seen. Callum is just talking about that. And even though the carpet is dirty, you want to go on the red carpet because you want to go see the speaker first. You want to be in, even where people sit at shows you power. Like the Pharisees sat in the best seats. Jesus, that he did say. Every preacher know that. They wanted to sit in the best. So that shows you the way you think, my man. That's why Jesus says, sit at the back of the thing. Don't even sit in the front. See, spirituality is totally now, Jesus did say that. Whoever's first, my man, will be last. How about that? And whoever's last will be first. People still don't get that. They really don't believe that. That's how the God world works. In God's world, which created the planet, the angels and the good side, there's the evil side with the demons and all the bad people, all the bad black people. Then there's the good people, the good angels, the good spirits. In the good spirits, whoever's last will be first. Whoever's the underdog, people who was homeless and went through all that stuff, they're going to be first. Jesus said that. He literally said that. The Bible is consistent with that. Matter of fact, this is why black people like the Bible so much. They don't even realize it. Slavery, the whole thing. And then they go persecute other black people, which
well?
Is the very thing which this thing represents, the underdog, the outcast. Jesus was an outcast, by the way. He wasn't accepted
by
people.
Let me ask you this. Anthony, let me ask you this,
yeah.
Brother Anthony. Are you suggesting that the more we suffer here, the better it is? I'm not saying suffering for suffering's
yeah. sake, but Jesus did say, who suffer for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And that's a whole nother deep. I don't want to get too religious or spiritual on people, but that's a whole different story. There's people who suffering to do evil. Like when they came and stole this land from the Indians, they suffered. The Indians killed millions of white people too, but they still were determined to get this land. They got it, but they got torn and feathered and skinned alive and decapitated too by the Native Americans. So they suffered to do evil. But if you are you suffering from righteousness' sake, like John the Baptist did, like Martin Luther King did, like Malcolm X did, like Fred Hampton did, like Mega Evers did, he got shot. That's a real hero. That's a real man. That's man. Martin Luther King is the definition of manhood. He wasn't scared of the United States government. That's the most powerful government on the planet. So please, real power, because he was looking on a spiritual level, told to the deep level. That's why he said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen it. God gave him a bit. He mean that literally. He's talking about the Most High. The Most High showed me the future of this country. But that's a whole other story, because he was a real prophet.
Okay.
Martin Luther King had the prophet.
All right, so give us your outline of what you're speaking about tonight.
But here's the outline. I'm just going to talk about briefly,
okay.
And I'll take questions. I'm going to talk about a little bit about, and I'm going to use some real small, directly to the point, not small, I mean short examples. I'm going to talk about the basics of life purpose and the archetypes. Archetypes are behavioral patterns. Mm-hmm. That everybody has. I'm going to use one simple one right now, get right to the point. I'm going to use a mother. We have two mothers on the line now. I know y'all don't mind me saying
right.
that.
Right, but let me just,
two,
hold up, before you go into the archetype, before you go into what that archetype, you just give the basic outline first so we can, you know, so when I re-announce, you know, what we are talking about, I can also know that that's what you're
saying. Yeah,
I just said two of them. Archetype.
The outline I'm going to go,
okay.
I'm going to give a brief synopsis on archetypes and
okay.
the different behavior patterns, and I would just explain the definition. I'm going to talk about archetypes and how archetypes are connected to your life purpose. How
okay.
when you find your archetypes, it will help you find your life purpose. Those are the main two I'm talking about. That is enough right there. That
okay.
is like,
so those two,
you know,
okay. All right. No, that because you said I thought you said four because you said you was going to talk about four. So okay, no problem. So,
yeah.
Okay. So tonight's show is How to Find Your Life Purpose Part Two. For those of you who are used to being in the chat, I'm urging you, ask you nicely to please call in and just ask the question. Stop being shy and call in and ask. You're welcome to ask Brother Anthony some questions. Okay, but before we go on, I think that we should maybe take a call, you know, because maybe somebody – it's up to you, Brother Anthony. Do you want to go into it for another 15 minutes? Did we take a call? Because maybe somebody might have a question.
We could take a call real quick, but we'll just take one or two the most, and then I'm going to go on because we'll never even get started with it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go to caller with the last four digits of 4171. Caller, please state your name and city and state that you are calling from.
This is Brother Abdul. I'm calling from the state of New Jersey, from Lindenwall. And how's everybody?
Hi, Brother Abdul. How are you? Thank you for calling us in. Thank you for calling in. Yes.
Who are you?
What's your question or comment? Yes.
Well, my comment is I think everyone's purpose is on a different plane than anybody else. I don't think the no two people existence is exactly the same for their life. Like, I'll just give you an example myself. I've never accomplished anything by myself, period. Everybody think I have, but I never did. The Most High has always carried me. And this is not God either. This ain't no religious thing. I don't believe in no religion, no Bible, or Jesus, or none of that stuff. I did a lot of research from childhood to find out that stuff is all fake. White man made up most of it, and people just followed it throughout history.
Okay,
they made
let me
up
ask
something.
You something. Abdul, let me ask.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Because you have expressed that you don't believe in. Do you believe in metaphysics? Do you believe in, and when I say metaphysics, do you believe in that energy that you create your own reality and you whatever your energy, the level, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Hold on, calm down. The level of your energy is that that's what you can bring into your existence. Do you believe in that?
Yes. That's what every person has. I'm trying to think of the right way to put it, their own realm, their own existence, and they make their life the way partially it's going to be. You know, everybody has something to do in life. Like Anthony, Prophet Anthony, he's a teacher. Me, I believe I'm a guide. You know, so which one is the best? I think it's equalism, because a person can teach you, but you have to have the will to learn.
Wait, dude, what did you say you was? I wanted to hear you.
A guy.
I wanted to ask him, dude. You said
he was a guy.
It's funny. Hold up, Abdul. It's funny. I got archetypes heat cards right in front of me. Abdul just confirmed what I said. We don't have to agree on everything. That doesn't matter. You did say some things that I do agree with. You already said one of the archetypes. I got proof. I can take a picture of the card, Abdul, to send it to you. One of the cards is a guy. That's one of the archetypes.
Yeah, and that's what I am.
I'm not saying everybody – listen, I want to say this, and if we got a call on, just backing up what I'm saying. We don't have to agree, but he did agree that we all have a purpose. I'm not saying it's everybody's supposed to be what I'm doing. Some people, like I said, is meant to be a janitor. Don't underestimate a janitor. People look down on these so-called menial labor work, but during the pandemic, I stopped looking down on service workers. Don't look down on service workers. Even this military dude say that. That brother from that group, I don't know, I know he got arrested. That's not the point. But the point is the brother made a good point. You can tell what kind of man's character is how he treats the waiter, brother. This brother is serving you.
But the reason, let me explain something.
Somebody's serving you too, brother. That's a humble
you
job.
You know what, Anthony, it's funny. Hold on, I'm going to address something that you said. When you first came on, you were saying that people ain't doing nothing with their life. There's people that's doing stuff, but we might don't see it. Do that mean that they're not doing anything what they like? Because maybe it's not
No.
Anthony, I'll let you talk. Hold on. Finish my thought, and then you can take over. Because this is what you mentioned, and the only reason I'm saying is because people, you might, you use different language, or you know how you what you mean, but I'm just trying to make it, I'm making it clear on so the audience can hear this. You understand? So our listeners can understand what we are talking about. I understand what you're talking about, but I want to make it clear, okay? On a, like you said, on a mundane level, right? So here it is. We might don't. You say some people live for 70 years and haven't done nothing. How do we know what they're doing? You understand? Is a grandmother, like, people talk about their grandparents, how their grandmothers took care of them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
how they and how they great. Can I finish? Is that not a calling that if you have a grandmother who was a, who took care of everyone in the family and everyone loved her, and you go to this lady's funeral and she was like the god of her family? You understand? She was
the
most
loving.
She helped motivate.
Keep in context.
She helped motivate. Let me finish. And then I'm gonna finish. She helped motivate people out of drugs and helped people and housed people. And just because she's not well known all over the world, like Mother Teresa, did she not accomplish her life purpose? No,
I'm just saying, when I say stuff, I don't have time to go into every single detail, or you would never have a conversation. So you don't have time to cover every little. That's why it's a short radio show. That's why if somebody has a question, you can ask me a specific question, and I answer it. I just got through talking about the service worker, about their importance, how a janitor is important, a painter, a brick mason, a carpenter, electrician. Like my mentor, Mr. Rob is an electrical engineer. That's an important job. He deals with refrigeration and air conditioning. He teaches it and also mastered it in. They think they had him as at least the top 10 electrical engineers in the whole New York State. Now, that's a fact. Robert said, yes, that's true. But the point is, so I'm using that, and he uses that as a teaching tool. Abdul even agreed with me, at least on that one point, is that about everybody's – I'm not saying everybody's is the same. I didn't even get a chance to get into it. I was just going to talk about the mother archetype. So a mother is important. But when you do it with purpose, I'm talking about people, and I said if you listen to the – that's why I said the art to listen, the context of what I'm saying. When people sit there because comments was made about me on the other show, and I'm not going to go into that, about me being weak and different things like that. Any man who hasn't been through nothing, I don't see how anybody can get any inspiration for them. All right? The most greatest man is the man who's been through hell and back. I respect men like that the most, who's come from harder times and came up with power, not born with a silver spoon. They never had a downtime. Everything is always good. There's nothing to talk to nobody like that about. I don't get nothing from you, brother. I don't care how much money you got. That's why people don't get inspired by somebody. They're like, brother, you always had it good. You ain't been through nothing.
So when I say stuff,
I'm saying stuff in context of when people are player hating on somebody, and they not going to be remembered on that person level. They didn't say they wasn't important. So I didn't get a chance to get into that. All the archetypes are important because all the archetypes are different phases of God himself, the creator. Just people don't understand that. They're all important. That's why in the movie with Jim Carrey, I use movies. I don't watch thousands of movies. The movie where everybody knows Morgan Freeman, right? The old man Morgan Freeman played God. And what did he appear as in that movie, Bruce Almighty? He appeared as a janitor, correct? Go back and look at that movie. God was a black man. He was a janitor. They did that on purpose, too. Okay? So things you – and nobody think a janitor is not – another man don't think a janitor is not – oh, he ain't nobody, right? God might be the janitor in your school. How about that? The creator might appear as the janitor. And God – and angels – heaven has a sense of humor. Do that on purpose because y'all think a janitor is nobody. Can't say that ain't true. That is generally true. Oh, he ain't nothing but a stupid janitor. A stupid UPS worker. Girls used to this guy, nigga, please, you work for UPS. That's the saying in the song The Vapors. Everybody in the street know about that song with Biz Markie. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. All right? So these so-called low occupational jobs, I don't have time to get into all that, but all of these jobs are important. And even the President of the United States said it, Joe Biden and even Donald Trump. I don't know how much he meant that, but service workers became the you-know-what during the pandemic. They had to deliver your food, my man. So I ain't dissing people with humble jobs. People who come from humble beginnings, their job is they're doing their life purpose by providing a service. But life purpose is more specific when you consciously know this is what you're meant to do. And that's when it becomes the next level. But even if you don't know what you're meant to do or what your talent or skills and aptitudes is, you do some kind of service work in the meantime. That's why in a lot of self-help books, they tell you to do volunteer work. Can't say they don't say that. Everybody know that. Steve Jobs, all of them tell you that. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon. I go on and on with books. I don't read hundreds of them, over 1,000 books. So you can go on and on. So they tell you to do service volunteer work. There goes some humility again, but that's a whole other story. So, and then eventually by you serving another man or woman through service work, you end up finding out what you meant to do. That's why the 12 apostles, using that, end up finding their life purpose by following Jesus. They were meant to be healers, prophets, and spiritual teachers themselves. And writers, too. A scribe is nothing but a writer. Scribe is a writer. And the writing is very important. You can inspire millions of people through writing books. And your writings can go on long after you're dead. And in that movie with Denzel Washington falling, because people like movies, do you know people love movies? He was talking to that guy from that show. I forgot that guy, but a show with Roseanne Barr. All of y'all know who that guy, that fat guy. Denzel asked him, what do you think we're here for? And he said, my wife says we're here for just one thing. They both cops. He said, one thing, not Denzel told him, not two. Denzel was mad character. He said, not two, three. He said, no, just one. And my wife says, once you find out why you're here, then you die. And you know I believe that literally. But everything he said was actually true. But that's a whole other story. He just put it in a brief synopsis about life purpose. And Denzel said, I think we better find out why we're here real quick. Because he said, why does God care about what we do from a moral standpoint? Because he said, do we really care, Denzel said, about what ants do? From a moral, he said, no. So he was saying that, you know, once you find out why you're here and you do it, you go. And it's, I noticed a pattern about a lot of people once they fulfill their life purpose, a.k.a. Jesus, Martin Luther King, Tupac, a lot of people, they pass on after that. That's why a lot of people don't really want to know what they meant to do. So once you do that and master it, death is almost like a promotion. You get ascended. Now they need you up there in heaven. And there is a heaven, by the way, literally. You got work to do in the spiritual world. This is not the only world. This is just one, and this is like the lowest world, the physical world that everybody keep bragging about. You know, you can't make this stuff. This is a low three-dimensional world. It's actually a prison, but that's all for your soul. But while you're in it, it seems like it's the end-all, be-all. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. So, yeah, all the archetypes are important. A mother, a janitor. The father is an archetype. A father is an archetype. Like my mentor, Rob, has a father spirit. Every man is not fatherly. It's not paternal. Every woman, just because she's a woman, don't mean that she has a mother archetype. Or like my friend Shelly said, a mother spirit. So you could be a female and not be motherly. You don't like kids or nothing. I know women who don't like kids. So obviously she doesn't have the mother archetype. You got women who don't have kids and have a motherly archetype. They try to feed everybody in the community, trying to help everybody. They have a mother healing spirit. That's an archetype. Just use one right there. Everybody in the whole world know what a mother spirit is. They don't have to speak the language. I know what that is. Mother, a motherly woman. Just use the universal archetype. So our brains and our minds already know it already. You interface, you speak in archetypes every day. You just don't realize it. When you say this guy's a schemer, right. This guy's a conniver. A conniver is an archetype. That's a trickster. Right. Yo, man, you always scheming, man. So we use it in a colloquial language every day. And the person, that's their archetype too. They don't even realize it. We call people their archetypes. Man, you always trying to teach somebody, man. What are you, the teacher? That's why they call Karis One the teacher. In the hood, they call him the teacher. Just using that. So he's not only a rapper, a musician, he also has the teacher archetype. So, you know, everybody has different, all of them are important because they all enhance the world. And the Bible tells you in the Apocrypha that these different archetypes, it don't say it like that, but that's what it's saying, maintain the state of the world, God said. So all of them is important. And those, like Paul said, those body parts that you think is the least unseemly, not beautiful, like your intestines, your colon, those are not the pretty parts of your body, right? They serve a great purpose. So he's talking about the different functions in the church, which is the same way with the different functions in a nation, in a family, in the government. Somebody got to do the dirty work. Somebody got to take out the garbage. In fact, I like basketball players using that as an analogy, who do the dirty work, take charges, dive on the floor. Nobody wanted to get hit by a big dude and get knocked on the floor. You got to get back up and keep playing. But somebody got to do the – Dennis Rodman used to do that. Everybody knows that. As soon as you say, oh, yeah, guys, get all the rebounds, take all the charges.
Okay. All right, so Anthony,
so go ahead.
I want you to go into it. I want you to go into now the basics. Are you still talking about the basics? Like you expressed that, and thank you for that feedback. So, you know, just so everyone can be clear. So the basics of life purpose, what would you say that look like? How does that look? I'm out. I'm trying to find if you take a person who don't know, they in distress. They life is going in haywire. How do they find a life purpose? How did it begin that journey?
Okay. How do you begin that journey? One, you begin that journey by trying to find it and doing everything you can to find it. The same effort people get into when they find a girl they like if you was chasing Beyonce, if she was single, just using a sex symbol, that'd get people attention. Somebody who think everybody think is so pretty or handsome, or if a woman was chasing Denzel, or what are some other sex symbol dude, or Denzel Washington, or Morris Chestnut, or Boris Kujo, or whatever these guys who sex symbols. What's the new guy name that all the women like? That guy from London. I can see his face, not a dark skin dude with the accent, but it'll come to me. But huh?
It's just Elba.
Right. It was just Elba. I go on and on. I'm just using that the same way because you know some women. I met some women obsessed with these dudes. You know, or The Rock. You know, one girl I know, she liked The Rock. So the same way you would chase a sex symbol, whether it's Beyonce, Alicia Keys, that gets your attention, or Halle Berry, or what's the other girl name? I don't know who they think is beautiful now. Meg Thee Stallion. A lot of people like her. Oh, this was talking about her the other day. She went viral. Meg Thee Stallion or Nicki Minaj, whoever, whatever it is, Kelly Rowland, whoever. She's a dime. The brother, rest in peace, he's there on the show, Kevin Samuel. So, but the point being, it's the same way you get up for that and you get ready for that. You get your clothes, get your hair cut with your woman, man, get your stuff together. That's the same way you chase your life purpose. Same way you chase money. You should really want to find out what you meant to do here more than money. And that's the same effort. So, and that requires you to study yourself. You can start with that by getting a notepad and writing down traits about yourself. Ask your friends and family, you know, whatever you might think it is. Like how I found mine. Am I a good speaker? All my family say I'm a good speaker, even though they say I talk to them. But, yeah, my sister Rosie just used it, and she wouldn't mind me saying it. Well, Anthony, you a good speaker. I give you that. When you talk, people listen to you. Well, obviously, it's meant for me to be a speaker. I got a loud voice, a voice like Malcolm X, Farrakhan. So that's why my voice is so loud and magnetic and electric. I'm meant to be a speaker. So I had to start. I wasn't born knowing this. I didn't find this out until I was in my late 20s, early 30s. That's pretty late, man. So you're not born. You're going to discover. So I went on a journey to find. I had to find out quick what I'm meant to do. When I was a teenager, I had no idea what I was. I had no idea. I was lost like anybody else. Like, what? I didn't know I was going to be a prophet. I didn't think, even when I was a teenager, when I was going to Israel, I didn't think I was going to be, even in my early 20s, when I was 25, I didn't know what I was meant to do at all. I didn't even have a clue. So you're not born knowing. Some people find out late. Like, look, according to the story, whether you believe in Moses Liddy or not, Moses didn't find out till he was 80 years old what he was meant to do. That was his real life purpose, not just being some prince of Egypt. His real life purpose, he had the deliverer archetype, and yes, that is an archetype. He had the Messiah archetype, the deliverer. Harriet Tubman had the same archetype Moses had. It's about archetype. Taking the people who have been victimized, and we ain't going to have time to get into all this good stuff about these archetypes, because one of but I'm going to cover briefly the four archetypes of survival. One of them is the victim that everybody on the whole planet has. We'll start with four that everybody has. Everybody in the whole world has this. I don't care who you are, whether you agree with it or not. You don't have to agree. I'm saying this authoritatively. Everybody has the victim archetype. Let me look up my cards here to be exact. The victim, the child, which is the inner child everybody has, the prostitute, the victim, the child, and the saboteur. Now, all these four archetypes deal with survival, trying to survive in the physical world. Now, people look at these words, don't take them on face value. I tell you, these words are symbolic, and they represent people on different levels. Spiritually, these archetypes are spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and psychological. Because actually, when you hear the prostitute, people in boardrooms and in corporations are more prostitutes than somebody are actually out on the street selling their body. Prostitution is not just selling your body for money. How about that? When models are in TV, even a woman in a soap commercial taking a shower, that's the prostitute. Even men walking down walkways and the model swimsuit issues, that's all prostitution, technically speaking. If you disagree with your friend and you agree with them anyway, you just prostituted your opinion to keep the friendship, to keep approval of your friend. They're not going to like me if I really tell my friend or my husband or my boyfriend what I really think. You just prostituted your opinion, your power. You took a piece of your spirit to something that you didn't agree with, your core values. People do this every day. When Satan came to Jesus and tried to prostitute Jesus, Satan basically told Jesus, like Calvin just said, which I agree with. I've rewound that like 50 times. Give me your spiritual powers, Jesus Christ. Give me your power. I want what you got, and I'll give you worldly power. Jesus told him no. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus told him, you already know what he told him. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Everything's about power, but men don't realize power is not muscles. Even if you could beat Jesus physically, he's still stronger than you. See, this is what men don't understand. That's not power, technically speaking. Muscles, guns, bullets, and paper money is not power. Power comes from the inside. So that's not power. Everything is about power. But when I say power, I mean spiritual power. I think I mean scaring somebody to death and punching somebody in the face. That's not power. Actually, the person that's doing that is actually a bully, and they're actually weak. The bully shows the highest level of weakness. A strong man would defend somebody that's powerless. Now you're coming into manhood, M-A-N, master, able, and noble. The word man actually means a master. When I mean man, I mean spiritual man. I'm not talking about no regular stuff. Everything I say is high stuff here. We're dealing with the high path here. Master, a man means master, able, and noble. A noble man would not hurt somebody weak. That's what real men do. Real men deal with spiritual power. So that's a whole nother level. It's not me sticking a gun in somebody's face or saying, I got a mansion, I got $500 million, so I'm better than you. So everybody should listen to me because I got $500 million. I got 500 pieces of paper because money is basically made from SHIT. It's literally fertilizer. paper comes from the tree, which is because a part of it is fertilizer. That's why if you dream about stepping in feces, you get money. So a piece of dung is not power. Power is within Anthony, me. I am power. And I am power outside my body. So my body is not power, but that's a whole nother level. So we don't understand what power is. That's physical, worldly, temporal power. That's not real power. Real power comes from within. Nobody can take your power from you. We're talking about the soul and the spiritual world here. This is beyond people's thought, that they can't even think on that level. That's why even though they was beating Jesus up, they didn't really touch Jesus. But Jesus' spirit was somewhere else while all that was happening. Okay? So that was real power, being that he could basically kill everybody. Jesus told them, basically, I could kill, take out the whole Roman Empire. I could take out the whole United States right now, call a legion over 100,000 angels, and body everybody. But how can the scripture be fulfilled? How can the prophecy, how can sacred contracts, life purpose be fulfilled? So Jesus knew his life purpose. I just use him as somebody who knew for sure what he was sent here to do. Well, everybody has a life purpose. And everybody's life purpose is that important. Your life purpose ain't to be crucified on the cross. You have another life purpose. You have to find out what yours is. And if you don't, you... And that fact, everybody is given a mission by the angels before they send here. But your memories are erased. You don't remember the conversation. And they tell you, don't come back here until you do that. They ain't say make $1 million. Find out what you meant to do. Some people is meant to forgive somebody. That's their whole purpose for being created. You had beef with this person in the past life, and you meant to reconcile that, or you're going to be born with them again, again and again. So everybody's life purpose is something different. Some people was a bad mother in their past life, so they meant to try to be a mother again and have another shot to be a good mother or be a good father. Everybody's lesson, their life purpose is also connected with the lesson you need to learn, because you learn what you need to teach and you teach what you need to learn. Everything is a paradox. So everybody's life purpose is different. Some people's life purpose is to be a follower. People think that's something low. I ain't nothing. Well, look, at Jesus' followers came up with power. They all became master healers and grandmaster teachers themselves and was able to bring dead people back to life just like Jesus was. So they came up with power by following Jesus. But some men don't want to be a follower. Brother, that might be your life purpose, to follow another man or maybe be his protector, to hold him down. And now you're going to get promoted for holding that brother. Could you imagine the men who did security for Prophet Muhammad? You already know they're going to heaven. That might be your mission, to hold somebody down. But no one understands that. But that's a whole other story. So everybody's life purpose is serious. Absolutely. I respect what everybody do, their talent. They have to learn what it is. When somebody knows their life purpose is a different energy, I don't care if it's a humble job. You can just tell it's a different energy, a different aura, a different feel about a man who moves with purpose. They're not just working for the paycheck. You could tell. People, I know what you're talking about. There's teachers who's really into being a school teacher. And even the kids in school all agree with me. Yes, Anthony, I have one teacher in that school. I love that teacher. Well, that person, that's their life purpose, to be a teacher. Brother Charlemagne is a good teacher. My brother and sister still remember him. So just using that. So that's an admirable job. That job is just as important as the president. Teaching young kids? Are you out of your mind, brother? I know you're crazy. You're influencing the next generation long after you're gone, brother. That's not important. I know you're on crack or something. All of these jobs, all of these archetypes are important, every single one of them. We don't have time to go through all these hundreds of archetypes, but everybody got some serious skills. But sometimes people know what some of their skills is and don't want to use it. I'm going to use an example. Some people know how to cut hair. Brother, cut hair, that may be part of your life purpose. You might be an artist and you're expressing it through cutting hair. Some women know how to braid hair but don't want to do it. That's probably connected to your life purpose, because it's usually a group of talents that you have, two and three talents that all go together. Some people is meant to be a comedian. They have the fool archetype. They even have it in the tarot cards, the fool, the clown. That's an archetype. Oh, you got, and people even say, you're such a clown. And where do they go when you call a school? I'm using another example of a classic archetype, another cliche one. Anybody in the whole world knows. The clown, right? When somebody acts up in class in school, what do we all call them? The class clown, right? There you have it. That's an archetype. That's another good example. So the way a person can begin, I just told you four archetypes that everybody has. Now, all of these archetypes deal with power. First of all archetypes deal with power. How to come up with power. The challenge of the prostitute is that you need more than money to survive on the physical realm, and you can survive without selling your soul. When you sell a piece of your opinion, your words and your support is part of your soul. I don't think y'all understand that. You don't need to sell a part of your spirit, and that's how you end up getting cancer and getting sick. When you prostitute your opinion, your time, and your mind, body, and soul to a job or corporation that you no longer want to be at, that's why a person starts getting cancer later on. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, and then you won't think that is funny. The Most High said, brother or sister, I don't want you doing that job. You're still there. Your soul starts to kill you. I'm not happy here. We're talking about your higher soul, which is your soul, not your body, and you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to be at this job. And you keep selling your soul, and that's how you get diabetes, cancer. That's where most of these sicknesses come from, people doing things they don't want to do no more. But they don't understand that. And it creates addictions to alcoholism, drugs. I don't like this job. It's not because it's a job, but this is not, they spirit know. And I'm going to use the scripture to back up what I'm saying. For those who are Christians or Israelites or one of the believers, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. I don't think you realize how deep that scripture is. They think you mean just putting off. That's talking about your life purpose. They don't even understand how deep that scripture is. You keep putting off your life purpose. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, brother. Like you're supposed to write a book. I'm going to write the book. You know you're a writer, man. Go ahead and write that book. Let's get it started. You keep putting off your talent, your skills. Some people know what it is. You deep in your heart, some of them you don't know. You have to discover. You have to discover them as you go along. I'm just using a writer as an example. There's people who listen who's meant to write a book. I just gave a practical. Can't get no practical. Somebody who's a dancer. That's maybe their life purpose to be a dancer. Michael Jackson. Anyone interested in that? Okay. He's the most famous person who ever lived, Michael Jackson. The musician archetype and the dancer. The entertainer. That's an archetype. Anyone interested in that? Any person in business, that's an archetype too. It's not about money. It's about archetypes. It ain't about money. Donald Trump is an archetype. That's the business archetype, the entrepreneur archetype. I don't care about the money. I care about the archetype. I'm not interested in making money. I don't want to do nobody else's archetype. Brother, if you are an engineer, I don't want to be an engineer. I don't know how to play golf like Tiger Woods, brother. I don't want to be Tiger Woods. So don't stop worrying about somebody else.
Yeah, archetype. But some people, but
I just named
off the,
everybody knows
archetype.
Who Tiger Woods is.
Some people have the merchant archetype.
It's not about money. It's about archetypes. The singer, the dancer, the musician, the poet.
Anthony, I was asking you a question. I was trying to interrupt
you.
So I could answer. Yeah, right. Okay. So you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned how there's different archetypes. Isn't the merchant one of the archetypes? Because you mentioned, you know, people that make money and stuff. So isn't that one of the merchant? Like a merchant would be somebody who makes money, which has an archetype of that, right? The merchant.
No,
right?
But I'm gonna hit you with something. Like Carolyn Miss said, which I agree with her. Some people make money, and that's not their archetype. They in business, and that's not what they meant to do. They just happened to stumble on. She gave the concrete. She said, I'm not going to say the gentleman's name in his book, but she knew a guy who was meant to be an artist, but he ended up becoming a face surgeon because he made more money, and he knew it. And he said he hates doing this thing, but it pays more money. He was meant to be an artist, like a drawer. Now you draw, show to people. He's meant to be an artist. But he still chose to be a face surgeon is sort of an artist because they creating things. But still, he was meant to be an artist, like Picasso. Some people in business, that's not their archetype. That's why I don't listen to people. Even people in something don't even know, like, that God would say, no, brother, that's not what you meant to do. You want to bet money on that? You just chose to do that because it make money. That don't mean that's your archetype. That don't mean that. You might meant to be a preacher and you doing business. It's a funny thing here. It's tricky. Sometimes I tell people it's tricky. It's because that don't mean nothing. You might be, and some people told me, no, I always knew that's not what I was meant to do, but I still kept doing something else, and that's why I got cancer now. How about that? Makes you sick to the stomach doing something you know you're not meant to do. That's not what God wants you to do. God said, I didn't send you here to be no business person. I want you to be a preacher. I want you to work in a daycare center with kids. You said you're going to do it anyway. Some people know they archetype their life and they still do something else, blunt, and they're going to come right back down here and deal with that again. People do it all the time. Some people not write books real, and they just scared to write the book. I mean, it's crazy. Life purpose things is really tricky, man. It's real more deeper than what people think. And a lot of regular people be like, I agree with you. I wish I would have did this thing. They know that's what they was meant to do. Even guys on the street say, yes, brother, I actually agree with you on that. I always wanted to be a wrestler. That's the athlete. A wrestler is an athlete. Just using that. Right? Some men, an athlete is not just about muscles, and it's about willpower, pushing your body to limits you think that you can't. That's actually what a warrior is, too. The warrior and the athlete is something similar. But all these archetypes are real deep. And different men and women have different archetypes. And that's what they into. And they talk to you about their archetype, too. They don't even realize it. But that's a whole nother thing. But all of them is important. I respect all of them because they all help maintain the state of the world. They all make the world go down. How are we going to get our hair done? We don't have a beautician. That's an archetype. So even the menial labor jobs are archetypes. That's why even when Moses was, they was supposed to build the temple and this and that, he said, God put the spirit on, so that's how you know all the talents come from God. God put the spirit and gave them talents to help him build the Ark of the Covenant. An artisan. Artists. Carpenters. It says God put the spirit. That's a talent. So God wants certain people to build a building. So we have the meaning, the architect, that's an archetype. You're the architect. You're the engineer. So that means you need to study the engineer archetype. Get into it, baby. Engineer some projects. Some men got they good at engineering stuff. Like this brother can engineer some. And you can engineer some destruction, too. Engineers could be plotters. This brother engineered the whole destruction of a city. That's the engineer. All these archetypes are deep, man. All of them are real deep, and all of them is deep. Because they got movies on all these archetypes. All of them is deep to me. Even the so-called ones that seem like they negative. A vampire is an archetype. Some people have the vampire archetype. But all this stuff is deep. I'm just giving you. Throwing some stuff out there, but you find it by searching your own talents. And they try to tell you to do that in school. Write down what you want to do. It really means your life purpose. What do you like to do? Your architect. And everybody, pretty much everybody know a couple of their talents. They know some stuff they know how to do. What's your skills? Can you write good? Can you read good? Are you a good listener? And you might be a good listener. You might end up being a counselor, a therapist. Therapists are good listeners if they're really a good therapist. You may be meant to be a coach. A coach is an archetype. Some men is meant to coach other men or coach a group of young people. That's a very important job. A coach is a motivational person. So I'm just using some of these are all everyday life jobs. You can't get no more practical than the things I just named. Can't get no more humble than some of the jobs. So, brother, I'm not saying everybody going to do the same thing. I'm not saying anybody going to do what I'm doing. I'm just saying some people's meant to fix cars. That's an archetype. The mechanic. They're great at fixing cars. I'm just using that. That's not no low job. That's their life purpose, to fix cars and to fix things. Maybe they meant to fix something heavier than what they fixing than the car. But, you know, we even have, we have the cliche, the Mr. Fix-It Man. So I'm just using some of these things. So, and then Jesus gave the parable to hit the home run. We even using a little bit of the Christian archetype. When Jesus told the story, to back up what I'm saying, of the talents. One person, he gave one talent. That's talking about everything I'm talking about in a nutshell. It's just symbolic. One person, one brother or sister. This is talking about everybody in the whole world. This is what people don't think, that everybody's in that parable. Meaning when God created you, he gave you talents. Everybody. Everybody. Well, God gave one brother one talent. He complaining, oh, God, you only gave me one talent. Only thing I know how to do is sing. Huh? That's how I interpret that scripture with the prophet. It's actually deep. One brother, he gave two talents. He complaining, only got two talents. One other person with the three talents took it and doubled it, meaning they used the talent to an extreme degree, and your talents increase and your power increase exponentially. That's a whole other thing when you use it in a positive way. Look at Michael Jackson. He increased his talents times a billion, baby. Took that musician and wrote it to, he became music. And that's what everybody needs to do. Whatever your talent is, be like Michael Jackson in that thing. Be the best janitor in the whole planet Earth. Be the best janitor. Be the best mother. Be the best father. Be the best school teacher. Be the best garbage man. Be the best painter. The best electrician. The best hair beautician. The best crochet. The best sewer. The best designer of clothes. I'm naming everyday life stuff that everybody likes. The best dancer, the best comedian, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor. That gets your attention? That's another archetype, the comedian archetype. Anybody interested in that? Or business, just an archetype. I don't look at it, but I look at archetypes. That's an archetype, being able to sell your products, making people believe that, hey, man, I'm almost getting ripped off selling you this product. Because all these products, all these archetypes are connected, maybe the persuader. That's an archetype. But it's tricky, so that's what you have to. And you'll get guidance from the universe. You think the Most High ain't going to help you if you start trying to find out what your life purpose is and you dead serious? I think so. You reap what you sow. Whatsoever, that's whatever a man or woman sow, that's what he also reap. So you start putting in work, the universe will give you back. And then you follow through with the clues, hints, and signs, because you're going to get it. And you probably have already got it, but you have ignored it. So, and the victim, I'll start with the victim. I'll just do this a little bit. These are things that are so deep. We'll start with just the victim. A little bit of the victim. We just read a little brief synopsis of the victim.
Before you go on, you were talking for a while, so let me just let everyone know again about our show. So everyone, tonight's topic is How to Find Your Life Purpose, Part 2. We have a special guest, Brother Anthony. I'm your co-host, Angela. And please follow us on IG and Twitter at Conversation with AA. And if you want to come on the show with a topic, or you want to send us videos that you would like for us to discuss, you can send it at, you can email it at conversationwithaa@gmail.com. Once again, tonight's show is How to Find Your Life Purpose, Part 2. All right. Go ahead, Prophet Anthony.
Yeah, so I'm going to read one, and then we can take some calls. You know, that's why you can announce to people that I do classes if they're interested in learning further.
Some people may not be interested.
They just want to hear the radio show and keep it moving. And I'm okay. I'm cool with that. I only mention it just in case because right now I'm not even officially doing classes the way I used to. This is just in case somebody might be interested, if they're that serious about it. Because I know I would want to know about life purpose, but everybody is different. You know, that's why I said it's not for everybody. You know, the things I teach is just for certain people. I don't try to force none of them. Some people, that's not where their spirit is at. Wherever you at, that's where you meant to be at for now until it's time. So I just wanted to, you know, mention that. But one archetype is the victim. We'll start with this. We'll deal with the light attribute and the shadow attribute. This is a victim card I'm reading from the Carolyn Miss archetype. But in the book, I'll give a reference real quick. I want to give just a few references. This book y'all can get is called Sacred Contracts. This is on how to find your life purpose. So I'm giving you some bibliography. Like you read books, every good book has bibliography in the back of the book, references, footnotes. So I'm giving you here a reference here. The name of this book is called Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Miss. Caroline Miss. Okay, Miss, M-Y-S-S, Caroline Miss. So that's just one book. Another good book. I'm only going to mention a couple because we don't got a lot of time. There's another book called by a woman called Marcia Centaur. The name of this is "Do What You Love, Your Right Life, Discovering Your Right Livelihood." The book fell on the floor. That means I'm telling the truth. The author's name is Marcia Centaur, and it's Discovering Your Right Livelihood. Do what you love, and the money will follow. So that's the name of this book. This is just some of the books you can use and that you can read and use some of the tips for some of these books. So I'm giving y'all references. I ain't just talking here. So I just named you two books. I'll give you another one. You can read The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. In fact, this guy was so influential, George Lucas was inspired to make Star Wars based on, part of it was based on Joseph Campbell. And the name of this book is called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. That's one book. Well, that's not the book I'm holding in. The book I'm holding in my hand here is The Hero's Journey. So, The Hero's Journey. So in The Hero's Journey, to get to the black side, which where all this stuff comes from, deals with the Egyptian god, the black Egyptian Kemetic god, Horus. The word hero comes from the word Heru. The Greeks called him Horus, okay, which is the falcon-headed deity in Kemet. So that's where the word hero come from, because the archetypes they got from Egypt, from Kemet, because psychology comes from Kemet. Carl Jung went to Egypt and studied the archetypes. Okay, studied some of the mystery school there, and the proof to back that up. Now I'm going to give you the black side of archetypes, at least the archetypical part. The name of this book is by Dr. Edward Bruce Bynum, Ph.D., official brother here, who wrote a book called Our African Unconscious, The Black Origins of Mysticism in Psychology. Another book is The Roots of Ancient Mysticism in Modern Psychology, The African Unconscious, by the same author, Edward Bruce Bynum. And then there's the other doctor, Dr. Richard King, who wrote The African Origin of Biological Psychology by Brother Richard King, Melanin, The African Origin of Biological Psychology, because that's where psychology comes from, Africa. Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung went to Kemet and went to Africa and studied the natives there, the aborigines there, and went and studied the culture, and they mentioned that in their journals. But these brothers here that I just mentioned documents Mr. Edward Bruce Bynum. So I just gave you the black side because that's where all this stuff comes from. And I wanted to give you the original origins, which is thousands of years old, because when it gets reinterpreted by Europeans, it gets watered down. It becomes very mundane. When originally it was a spiritual concept, from the beginning, when you're dealing with Heru, the hero's journey, Heru represents the initiate on the path of enlightenment. The journey to where? The journey to discover the higher self, your true self, your real self, your God self, the journey of empowerment. Okay, so all superhero movies come from a black Egyptian god. So, but we're all Heirun. We're all on the journey of enlightenment, wholeness, healing, coming up with power. So we're all Heirun. So they even call a female Heron a Heron. That's a female Heirun. Call it a Heron. So, like Wonder Woman, she's a female Heron. Wonder Woman, Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Scarlet Witch. So the female hero. So we all must take the hero's journey. Even though we're taking it anyway, as soon as you're born, you take it, whether you go on the journey or not. You're on the journey. You're alive. Okay? And the hero has to use courage, which is an archetype, to overcome his own fears. So, and this is connected with the victim archetype. So we'll read the light side of the victim, because it sounds like a negative word, but we all have these archetypes. The light attribute is the victim archetype prevents you from letting yourself be victimized or victimizing others. Here's the shadow attributes of it, the negative side of it. The negative side of the victim is playing the victim for positive feedback in the form of pity from people. Inability to maintain personal boundaries from your family and friends, letting them violate you. So that's something that, that's a journey of power that we have to come to conclusion that we're not a victim. We do have control of our life. We can leave an abusive relationship, a relationship where we're being battered, whether you're a man or a woman. Because abuse takes place, verbal abuse is still abuse too. Some women verbally abuse men. But the man has to realize he's not a victim. He can leave the relationship even though he does love the woman. The victim means men or women. Woman is not the only one who is victimized. The whole black race is victimized in 400 years of slavery. So... but we the victim is a journey of empowerment. That's a journey. A victim of anything, whether it's rape, molestation, abuse, mental, physical abuse, or torture, there's a journey of empowerment and healing. That is a journey, and it's not going to happen in one day or a week. So all these archetypes deal with coming up with power, negotiating power, finding your power, winning your spirit back through facing your fears, asking yourself questions. I'm not a victim. It can start by saying, I'm not a victim. I'm no longer going to let you violate me or take advantage of me. Could be your husband, could be your children, could be the children telling their parents that. I'm not going to let you violate me anymore. I'm not going to let you talk to me like that. Coming up with power, finding out that you're not a victim for women and men, you do have power. You do have spiritual powers. Spiritual powers is even free will to choose between good and evil. That's power. That's more powerful than all the money in the planet put together. Free will, the ability to choose, discernment. That's one of the greatest gifts humans have. So that's an archetype that everybody has, feeling victimized. So the other archetype is the child. Then you have different versions of the child. Everybody has an inner child. And people have different phases of their inner child. You have the wounded child, people who is abused in group homes, foster homes. This awakens a compassion. The light desire is it awakens the compassion and desire to serve other wounded children, children who've been raped, molested, beat by their parents or people in authority. And it opens a learning path for forgiveness. The shadow side of the wounded child is blames all dysfunctional relationships on childhood wounds, resists moving on through forgiveness. So everybody's going through this. Then you have the orphan child. The light attribute is independence based on learning to go it alone. A conquering fear of surviving. That's what people, a lot of times, that's in foster homes. Peak children who are orphans. They feel alone. They can't go on because their parents are dead. The shadow side is that it's feelings of abandonment that stifle maturation, seeking inappropriate surrogate families, like what, a gang. That's why children join gangs, young adolescents. These archetypes are deep, man. They all are deep. And that's why children in gangs, parents are mad, but they feel like their home is not a family. So they go seek a surrogate family. Then you have the nature child, children who are friends with animals and communication with nature spirits. And then the shadow side of the nature child is a tendency to abuse animals, people, and the environment. So that's just, I'm just not going to name all of them. There's so many different aspects of the inner child. So I just named a few. So I just named the victim and the child. Everybody has an inner child. Now, that one is really popular online right now. Like millions of people talking about the child. Well, I'm dealing with my inner child, so they even make jokes about it, memes about it. So the inner child is pretty popular. That's one of the archetypes of survival. Now, then you have the eternal child. I was using this one because one of the most famous persons who ever lived had this archetype. And it sort of stifled him, and that's Michael Jackson. It's called in Latin the Pierre Eternus, the eternal child. Pierre Eternus, the eternal child. Michael Jackson had that archetype. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Never, never land. Peter Pan is always a kid. This is all dealing with mystical stuff, but Michael Jackson had that archetype. That's why he's sleeping in the bed with children. I don't believe he molested those kids. I believe he just had that eternal child archetype. That's an archetype. He act like a little kid. Michael Jackson had it really bad. Can't say that ain't true. He was a big kid. And there's millions of people with that same archetype. They're a grown person,
Anthony,
but they act like they're 10 years old. There's millions of people who do that. I just use famous because all y'all understand Michael Jackson. Go ahead.
Anthony, can you hear me? Yeah, hold on. Abdul, you was laughing. Why was you laughing?
Because Michael Jackson's a pedophile. No grown man wants to sleep in the bed with little kids, little boys. Okay.
Okay. All right. I heard you guys. I thought you was laughing at something. Okay. So,
oh, no, sorry.
Go ahead,
Anthony. Before you get started, Anthony, can I ask you a question? Because you said something
was
very, very important here. And that seems to be key to what's going on in the world today. You said that everybody has that it wasn't the eternal child. What was the other one where they're afraid to go? What were the other two types that you had mentioned?
I mentioned the prostitute, the victim, the saboteur. Let me see. It's the prostitute, the saboteur, the victim, and the inner child. Everybody has those four archetypes. Now, whether Michael Jackson did it or not, that's a whole other club. We just talking about the archetype. I just used that part of it. That's okay.
We won't even go into that. We just use
some famous people because that's the only thing that get people attention, famous people, because they don't understand. You have to dramatize the idea with everything, especially with black people.
But
everybody knows the act. Because Dick Gregory, and that's, he's older than the dude. Dick Gregory mentioned Michael Jackson and the child. Dick Gregory said he don't believe Michael Jackson did it, Dick Gregory said Michael Jackson didn't have a childhood, man. He actually cursed this dude out. Actually, he was ready to kill this dude. He said he didn't have an effing childhood, man. He told the reporter, "What are you talking about?" Dick Gregory told him. Dick Gregory reminded me of my grandfather, Luke. Didn't have a child. What are you talking about? I was with Michael Jackson. He said, I was in Michael Jackson's house. Michael Jackson told he, like, I agree with what Paul Mooney said. He said, the nigga's X-Files, but I don't think he touched no kids. That's what Paul Mooney said. He's old, one of them older generation dudes, too. He's X-Files. He's crazy as you know what, but I don't think he did that with them kids. And Michael Jackson is X-Files. But that's a whole nother thing. I don't want to get into that because there's no ending on the people debate on that online, be ready to kill each other over that. But the point, what I'm trying to say is it's about him acting like a kid, just using a famous person. He's not the only famous person that got that archetype, by the way. Peter Pan is an archetype. That's why everybody in the whole world likes Peter Pan. They can relate to these archetypes, Chinese people. Yeah, everybody know about that. That's why they have it in their culture, too. But anyway, the baby Jesus, the baby Heru on the wall. But go ahead, Avon. What was you going to say about it? Go ahead.
Okay.
I think he was asking the question.
Right. The thing is, you're right. Those are the famous archetypes. But like you said, that is part of every human being. So do you think that's part of the reason why we as a people get stuck and we get caught up in a lot of other people's thinking and decision-making for us and that and how we react to it, that we get stuck and paralyzed at times? Do you see where I'm going with this? And even, Angela, you want to jump in? But you understand what I'm saying? Is it that child
Archetype? Which archetype? You mean the child or the victim?
The child. No, I'm not saying, I'm not going to say that we're victims. I'm saying the child, that childlike quality that's
the
in all.
The inner child.
The inner child. Okay. Oh, now I see what you're saying. Yes.
Right. Before you go on, Anthony, I would like to just address that. That's true about the inner child, because as a life coach, you deal with more so there's more people that's dealing with what happened to them when they were younger. And one of the things that we do as life, you know, some of us do, or even therapists do, they deal with the inner child. You know, I'm going to start using this method where you have your client sit down and talk to you about their inner child. Like, let's talk about the little you. How would you treat her now or him now? You understand? What happened to him? And they say that's one that's very therapeutic to get you through if you deal with that. So that's a good point. That's a good point.
No, the inner child, people don't get over it. People start crying.
Yeah,
they really
big.
Start crying at that.
Yeah, that's
that
big.
One.
Yeah.
That one is so
and
deep.
And that stops you for your life purpose, because you're so busy dealing with your inner child, that pain, that when you've been molested, you've been hurt, you've been cheated.
That's the inner child,
Your father
yeah.
left you.
Your father left you.
Your mother left you. You couldn't get all the toys and all that. You didn't get to eat all the ice cream when you was little.
Right.
You know, all this stuff happens when you was little, and most people deal with inner child issues.
And it's really not funny. A lot of people, millions of people died over this.
Yeah.
This child, we just they
let
know.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Brother Ann. Do you think that people deal with the inner child more so than a victim? Because you in that type of field too, where you deal, you heal people and you talk to people. Would you?
No, the victim is hard too. That is a man. That one is woo, man. Now, no, this is no disrespect, but even Carolyn Mintz said this. She's a female. The women have the victim archetype sometimes more than men. They always say, this woman actually told me, I ain't going to say her name, I'm a victim. I said, you're not a victim. You have power, man. Every woman has power. You're not a victim. Even if you've been raped, that's what Carolyn is trying to say. She leads you up to it. I like the way she do it, because I agree with her. You're not a victim. That's coming up with power. Realize you get an epiphany. You get a revelation. Even Oprah would agree with me on this. You're not a victim. You can stand up for yourself. You do have the strength to lead the relationship. We're talking about an abusive relationship. Sometimes an abusive relationship could be your job. Your boss could be mad at you. Now, you can't say that ain't true. Some bosses and managers are abusive. Yes, am I right, Avon and Angela?
Correct.
And people are scared, like Carolyn Miss said, to leave the job because they're going, well, how am I going to feed my children? The victim. And then they agree with the boss, and the boss is doing inappropriate things to them. That's a fact. You know, as a woman, you know I'm right on that part. The victim.
But
victim
is that the victim, or is that the child being afraid of, like, a person in authority? Is that a victim or the inner child?
It's complicated because some people have more of the other ones than others. Some women got the victim archetype really bad to the day. It's like sad, man. Some people have certain ones. Some people have – Michael Jackson had the child archetype real bad. It's like dominant. He literally made Never Land in this park like Carolyn Miss. I said, thank you. You can't get no more extreme than that. He never wanted to grow up because he didn't have a childhood. But Michael Jackson still got compensated by getting billions of dollars. So he needed to get therapy for that. But I'm not going to rain on the brother too much, because we all got some – like Bobby Hemmy used to say, we all got some pathological issues, black people. Every black person does. And if they tell you, anybody will tell you they don't, I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. You ain't going to be black and don't have no pathological. Actually, Michael Jackson dealt with all that fame. Well, I agree with that. But bothered him and said, I had to think. I said, yeah, you know what? He right. Black people got some issues. He said, his list is going to be highlighted. That's why I don't like to pick on one celebrity. Every single body is Michael Jackson. any bad celebrity you name, everybody do that. You just not famous like them. If we put all your personal business, every bad, your skeletons, you would look way worse than Michael Jackson. I think this is about everybody. I ain't going to tell people mother everybody. Everybody has a bad thing they did. That's why I call skeletons in the closet. Mm-hmm. He's just famous, and everybody in his business, every fart that come out of his butt. Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey. All right? So that's the only difference. They regular everyday people, just that in this society, we put more pressure on entertainers than we do priests and politicians. Anyway, but to answer your question, Avon, that's a good thing. It's tricky, Avon. You know, this thing I love talking about, this never gets boring to me, because this is dealing with people. Everybody you talk to got these archetypes. And they will sit there like Calamus tell you and tell you the guy, you just did the child archetype. That was childish behavior. You just did it. Even the kids will say, yes, he act like a little kid. But, I mean, I do it at times. It's not bad. Those are entities. Dr. York talked about this stuff is really fascinating. And the Geminis deal with multiple personalities. People have multiple, everybody does. Like another person comes in, they not lying when they show you that in movies. It's just dramatized. Everybody's like that. They tell you, they go right into another mode. When they say somebody's moody, well, that's an archetype taking over them, almost like you possessed. I don't want to go, man. I'm not going. You're like, what's wrong with her? I ain't going to that crap. She just said, this stuff is deep, man. You think it's just somebody bugging
but time
out.
Is... Brother Anthony, time is running down, so we just want you to, you know, continue summing it up
okay.
So people can get a, you know, just general
Now, should
idea
we take questions? Now, look, this is how the topic of archetypes and life purpose is. I'm just showing you now. I'm not saying we got to do a part three. That's just for people who's curious about the class. This is like really deep, like atom splitting stuff. Because archetypes deal with every talent that somebody has. A scientist is an archetype. So this is every field. Money is an archetype. This stuff is archetypes, trust me. So, but anyway, so I just wanted to say that this is not like a shallow topic. This is not a dilettante topic, like something superficial, dealing with some cursory learning. This is deeply, and this type of stuff, a lot of people don't want to dig this deep because they start getting scared. You start saying, oh, that's why I do that. Yeah, that's why you do that. You got to sabotage. Some people keep sabotaging themselves. That's one of they gain some weight, they lose the weight and gain it back on purpose because they're scared to be empowered by being slimmed up and being healthy and what that would look like. The saboteur. This stuff is deep. So all of them things is deep, man. Everybody, like Calamus said, I'm going to just use a famous politician. Kevin McCarthy just did that. He just prostituted himself so he can win the election. He said he's a coward. That's a prime example of the prostitute. So, you know, people do it all the time. They give away, sell a piece of their spirit. They don't really agree with it just to win a campaign for their party. This stuff happens every day at work. People do it. Your family members just act it out. They act. So, but all of them are so deep, you're not going to realize it. People talk off typical language.
I have a caller that want to get on the show. Hold on for a minute. A caller with the ending 4412. Caller 4412, please state your name and number where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Whitehouse. I'm from Harlem. Brother Anthony, how you doing?
Okay.
Sir?
Hey,
Brother
how you
Anthony.
Doing? Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. You say you believe in reincarnation, correct?
Yes.
Kill a motherfucking self tomorrow morning and come back the next day and take Andrew.
Hello?
Okay.
He hung up.
So
he was just,
life,
you know, just messing around.
Yeah, that was messing around. But go ahead, Prophet Anthony.
So the thing is these things are endless. I gave out some books, some references on it. That should be interesting. Some people are not interested in stuff, you know. Even though they are, they don't realize it when they say about their career, the thing they want to do, their job, that's dealing with your life. Even the job could be your life purpose because that job gives you an opportunity to display your gifts and talents. So even a regular job could be part of your life purpose. How about that? Some people's doing it. Their job, they just happen to be, I won't say the word luck, but they very fortunate to actually be doing their thing. Some people just, I believe they was guided to it by, you know, certain force, but that's a whole another story. Some people actually, their job is their life purpose. They actually doing it. So that's very fortunate because, and the basketball players say it all the time, because the ones who really have to answer that, they say we're very fortunate. I'm just using them, not saying they're more important than anybody else. That we're very fortunate to be getting paid millions of dollars to do what we love. What do you love? They have the athlete archetype. I got the card. It's an archetype. They have the athlete archetype. They're an athlete, so they just happen to be doing it. So that's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's really deep, man. And you know, the ones we covered. So, like I said, you do that by finding, evaluating, studying yourself, asking yourself questions, trying different things too. Volunteer work. You know, they actually do this a little bit in school. When you go back to school, they tell you, what do you like to do? That's, they talking about life purpose. School, regular stuff dealing with spirituality, that just don't attribute the word God to it, but God is everything. There's nothing you could tell me that's nothing to do with God. Sex is God. Money is God. Everything is the Most High. You just ignorant. There's nothing outside of God. I be thinking people crazy when they be talking, think they really talking about something. Even negativity, that's a whole nother. God created good and evil, all this stuff. So even that is the shadow side of God. But we ain't going to even get into that. There's two sides. There's a light side and there's a dark side. Everything has it. But the point is, what I'm saying is that with this topic, even though somebody may not be interested, they actually are interested in it. Because they tell you they want to do something. They want people who's into romance. Romance is an archetype. That's the goddess of love. Eros, Cupid, Hathor in Egypt, the goddess of love. So everybody wants a romantic relationship. Well, that's an archetype. Sex is an archetype. So everything is archetypes. Marriage is an archetype. Children, the child, that's an archetype. So anyway, a husband is an archetype. A father, a wife. I got the cards here right in front of me, but it's correct. So that's what I'm saying. So you're into it whether you believe it or not. You're into it. You're probably doing a job. That's your archetype now. You know, some people's good with computers. Well, that may be an engineer. That may be the scientist. Some people are geniuses. They have the genius archetype. But that's a whole nother thing. That's why you can solve some problems, the problem solver. So this stuff is deep. It's endless, man. But that's just one of God. This is our powerful God. All the archetypes are aspects of God's personality. And dealing with the journey of empowerment. Janitor has to clean things. Well, this person needs to cleanse their soul. So even your archetypes are symbolic of something spiritual.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, Anthony, you said something, and I want to build on it. You know, people get confused sometimes and think just because they don't hear things the way that they're normally hearing it, they have to be willing to have an open mind and be able to step back and hear. Because like you said, unless you know yourself, you don't know it all. So you got to be open and willing to listen, because that's when it will come in. It's going to come in a different way. We often miss our blessings because we're thinking things are supposed to look a specific way, it's supposed to sound a specific way. And then we shut down and close down, oh, well, it's not what I'm used to, and then you miss out on the whole program, and then you wonder, that's when the victim comes up. Well, how come I wasn't able to get this, and I missed this, whatever.
Right, exactly, Avon. You're 100% right, 200%.
That's when the victim comes in.
You see what I'm saying? And the reason why a lot of people, let me say this before we close out, it's very important. My advice to people, it takes courage to find your life purpose. Courage and faith in the Most High and faith in yourself. People are so used to, and that's where the prostitute comes in. We talking about this symbolically. We just don't mean literally selling for sex. We're not talking. Men are prostitutes too. Sometimes men are bigger prostitutes than women. How about that?
Yeah.
Any man that's agreeing with another man, he really don't agree with him and keep his friend. He just prostitutes his opinion. Men do it all the time. I see, like, look, he. When men call other men, you know what riders? That's prostitution. Anybody who's a bandwagon rider is, I'm just going because they the winning team. People do it all the time. You just going with this person because they got money. Like, you just do it, or they famous. See, they do it all the time. Because if I was a famous person, you would be talking nice to me, brother. So you a prostitute. If I was Michael Jordan, you wouldn't be saying nothing to me. So people do it all the time. If I was the president of the United States, you would be talking to me with almost fear. So people do the prostitute all the time, like I said. You wouldn't talk to a cop like that. No, you would not. So people do the prostitute all the time. So every man I know do it, because I don't see nobody get smart with a cop when they give you a ticket, brother. You don't. Yes, Mr. Officer. All right, so all these things people do every second. I'm watching them, brother. Even when people come doing funny stuff, that's about power too. Every act somebody do is about power, trying to show another man. That's about power. I'm more powerful than that, brother. He weak. I'm powerful. I'm powerful than everybody. No, you're not. Oh, you would have $1 billion. So, all right? If you was all powerful, you'd be a billionaire. How come you're not a billionaire? How come you don't have everything you want? Everything in your life can work out the way you want it. Obviously, nobody's all powerful. So, just come on, man. So, now, the light side of the prostitute, it accentuates the challenge of surviving without negotiating the power of your spirit, which is chi energy. Meaning, I wouldn't do anything for money. Somebody gave me a say, brother, I give you $10 million to do this stuff or use your powers for evil. I'm not doing it, brother or sister. You can take the money and shove it where the sun don't shine. I'm not for sale in terms of doing negative stuff that my spirit don't agree with. My conscience, they call it your inner guardian angel. And the shadow side of the prostitute, it places material considerations and security above self-empowerment. If I preach what people want to hear because they don't like it, I just prostituted myself. That's prostitution. What all the pastors in church are prostitutes. They tell the women what they want to hear to get money. I'm not doing that, brother. They tell men and women what they want to hear to get money. I'm not doing that. Now, it may come off as abrasive or offensive, but I'm not doing that. You're getting that from the preacher. They lying to you and talking to you and being socially, politically correct. And where's that getting the people? Death. All we have is COVID-19 and a bunch of immorality going down here to the point where even the politicians, the country has no morals now. Children are shooting up schools because the preachers don't, they sitting there lying in church. Everybody's telling you can do what you want to do and just believe in Jesus and you can be a killer, murderer, do what you want. That's why the society is decadent now, morally bankrupt, like Martin Luther King said, from people not speaking the truth and not being hardcore. Look at the results. Homosexuality running rampant to the point the righteous can't even say nothing. You're going to get canceled now. So, because good people have let evil people overrun them. This is a war between good and evil.
Prophet Anthony.
Light versus darkness. Even that's the archetype, but go ahead.
Prophet Anthony, yeah. So we wrapping up. We only got 6 minutes left. But before we go, everyone, this is the Prophet Anthony, Brother Anthony. And he has spiritual classes. He do readings. He have a variety of services that you can learn more about. And you can contact him. Can you give them your contact number?
Okay. You can contact me. My email address is AnthonyMcCain9@yahoo.com.
Okay, AnthonyMcCain9@yahoo.com. You can contact him there and his email address. You can also contact him there if you want to reach out to him to give him a donation for any of the services or a contribution, actually. Or you can purchase his services. So go ahead, brother Anthony. We have five. We have actually 3 more minutes. And how would you like to close that out?
Okay. So yeah. So I gave everybody the references from the different books, some different authors. There's one more book I want to mention, just in case you want it, because a lot of people need healing. So much people getting sick from COVID, and people is out here playing around. Family dying. These are serious times we living in, man. This ain't the time to be playing around. That's why so much death, more death is coming, because people didn't learn from COVID-19. Even if it did come from the government, it's still the Most High allowing it to happen. And they said more economists mentioned more people's praying during the COVID because, you know, although people have a tendency to do that anyway. But the name of this book, to make a long story short, is Why People Don't Heal and How They Can by Caroline Miss. So that's a really good book. Even my cousin benefited from that book. Some people could barely finish that book. It tells you so much about the psychological and emotional journey of healing from anything that you've been traumatized or devastated with, whether it's a failed marriage, an abusive relationship, anything. So this is a very serious thing here. These are very serious topics we're talking about. I take it serious. Because you don't know the person listening to you. You may be able to reach them or touch something in them that may wake something up. So every time I talk, I take it dead serious. As a matter of like you saving somebody who's drowning or doing CPR on somebody. You take that serious. So talking to a spiritual teacher and a healer is very important. It's a matter of life and death. It's that serious. So you never know you could touch somebody. I remember Rob, and I'm going to say this before we go. Rob wouldn't mind me saying this. Rob was talking, I ain't going to say the person's name because I don't know it, was talking to somebody who was literally in a bathtub about to kill themselves. And Rob told him, the guy told him, this is one of his students, if you didn't talk to me, I was about to thank Joe the lecture day and shock myself to death. The person's about to kill themselves.
Wow.
This is every time you talk to everybody, I think. It's just that that's why I call people clowns. You play too much. That's why I don't like playing. It's like, that's why I talk to people like it's the last time I'm going to talk to them because I know we got relatives that passed away. You didn't know that was the last time you was going to talk to them. It's always like that, every second. That's when you take life for granted. You play too much. But you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know who's listening to you. How you know who's listening to you? I rest my case. And every psychologist and counselor know that. You could be talking to somebody that's on the verge of suicide. Correct? Yes or no, Angela Navon?
How serious is that? You're right. You're right about that.
Technically speaking, you know all the doctors would agree, yes. That words of encouragement you gave them could literally save their life. Believe it or not, even a simple radio show. I've heard people say in the comments, you can't say it, Angela's seen it downtown. People say, if I ain't listening to this show, I was about to kill myself. Am I correct, A?
Yeah, you're correct.
Not at this show, but other shows. You see it online every day. Everybody knows me like, yes, he's right on that. So a radio show is not just a radio show. Anything you're doing, a YouTube video, a radio show, can inspire somebody. If people is on it and they get something out of it and it works. I think they should go to a therapist or priest, but, hey, if it's your show that gives them inspiration, then, hey, that's sacred, correct?
And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. But we're going to wrap up now. Thank you, Brother Anthony, for coming on to inspiring our listeners. We really appreciate you giving your time and energy to this platform. And like I said, this platform is a way for people to learn different things, to inspire them, for them to ask questions. Brother Abdul, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate you interacting with us. Once again, those who would like to get in touch, we have radio shows every 2 weeks. Please join us. And, you know, and we're going to keep talking about this because a lot of people's in pain. You know, they call us, they hurt. So, and we want to, as spiritual practitioners and as life coaches and as even what you do, we are trying to do as much healing as possible. okay?
Right.
So we know people will be hurt, and that's our job. As long as we stay focused on that, we may have our differences, but we are in the business of healing. You know, if you're a counselor, if you're your coach, whatever, it's still the same business of healing. So with that said, I'm going to have to say peace and blessing to everyone. Those of you who are interested in listening to our show, please log in. Please, you know, come on every 2 weeks. You call in live at 515-605-9322. Also, please follow us on IG and Twitter at Conversations with AA. Peace and blessing, everyone. May God bless you. May the Spirit bless you. Be blessed, you and your family. And until next week, Avon, you want to give a shout out? Good night.
Say thank you, Brother Anthony. Thank you, Abdul, for calling in.
Sure.
All right. Good night.
All right. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Take care.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.